Hi everyone, it's Abby Clough, and today we'll be discussing the European Union with our expert, Sophia Diegelman. Hi Sophia.
Hi Abby.
Sophia, who was your main inspiration in life?
Well, I sort of aspire to be, and my main inspiration is Angela Merkel, sort of turning into an obsession at this point, but it's trying to keep that under control.
Yeah. So let's jump right into it. Sophia, do you believe the European Union handled the debt crisis, Brexit, and the influx of refugees correctly?
So first I'm going to talk about Brexit. So I think that the EU shouldn't have kept on giving the UK, especially Theresa May, extensions with the Brexit. But the UK government and Theresa May should have stopped asking for time extensions. Even though personally Theresa May might not be for Brexit, she put out the referendum and she, as the country's leader, as a democratic leader, has to follow what the citizens of her country said. And they said they want to leave the EU. And even though that may not be the best, in my opinion, for the UK, it's what they're doing now. And I think in October, they will be leaving the EU. Now, I think because of the debt crisis, certain countries such as Greece, because they're in debt at the moment and are taking loans from Germany and other wealthier countries in the EU, they don't have the capacity to take in a large number of refugees. Now, I think as a whole, Europe and countries in the EU are taking a large percentage of refugees in from Africa and from the Middle East. And I think they're doing a really good job on that. But I think other countries, not in Europe, I think Australia should also be taking in more. But I think as a whole, the EU has handled a lot of crises that has come in the EU pretty well, considering different factors.
Yeah. So why do you, in your opinion, is Greece in debt?
Well, the Greece first started off with Greece entering the Eurozone in 2001, and then there was the recession sort of in the 2000s, and it's just sort of hasn't been good for Greece. They just entered the EU at a rough time, and then everything just sort of accumulated, and at the moment they're just trying to build a stable economy and get loans from Germany. So I think the main reason that Greece is in debt is because they entered the Eurozone.
Yeah, definitely. So do you believe that if the EU dissolves, that it'll cause a larger global crisis?
I think the EU is a very powerful sort of organization, if you could call it that. And I think it would, since we're so multicultural and everything, I think it would greatly affect the global economy because there are a lot of people with ties to the EU. I'm a German citizen, so I have a tie to the EU. I may live here, but it could affect me in the future if the EU were to dissolve. I think if the EU were to dissolve, the only appropriate way to handle it would be one country leaving at a time, not it just all dissolves, because I think then that'll just cause a collapse in the European economy, which could then lead to a collapse in the global economy, which could end up being worse than the Great Depression.
Yeah. So why do you think that there's a rise in right-wing-led parties in the European Union, for example, Poland and Hungary?
I think there's always been right-wing parties in the European Union and Europe, but I think there are some more quote-unquote extreme right-wing parties that are more prevalent now. And I think there's less left-wing-led countries than right-wing-led countries. Now, there's nothing wrong with being led by a right-wing country, but when they start to abuse their rights in the EU, that I think becomes the major issue.
Yeah, definitely. So do you think the countries should be able to work together, such as the European Union, or do you think the countries shouldn't rely on other countries?
Personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with relying on other countries. I think with, you know, everyone here is a global citizen, we're in a global economy, global society. I think it's really important that countries do work together because it can also be used as a bargaining chip. So let's say the US is a trading partner with China. Let's say China does something, it's a little shady. The US can say, look, we will cut off this trading, or with North Korea if you do not stop this behavior. So I think it's crucial that countries form alliances and trading partnerships just to strengthen the economy. And often, as I said before, countries threaten to close trading to another country in order for that other country to stop any behavior that isn't appropriate. The EU is a core part of Europe and has allowed people such as myself to travel through Europe visa-free. And it's also really easy because you don't have to keep on converting money.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Do you think that right-wing-led parties should be revoked from the EU?
I don't think that right-wing-led countries should necessarily be revoked, as there's nothing wrong with being led by a right-wing party. I think they should be revoked if they are abusing their power in the EU and don't follow the rules. I think countries with more extreme right-wing-led parties are the countries that are doing this more often than right-wing-led countries. So I think the EU needs to put an article other than Article 7. So Article 7 is an article where if every country in the EU signs to vote one country out, then that country gets to go out. But in the case of Hungary and Poland, the EU is trying to kick Poland out because they're abusing their rights of being in the EU. But Hungary is an ally of Poland. So if they don't sign that Article 7, then Poland can't be kicked out. So I think the EU needs to put another measure in to sort of get rid of or give a warning to countries such as Poland who are abusing their rights in the EU. I think it's a matter of if a country is abusing their EU rights, not necessarily if they're right-wing-led countries. Though there has been a pattern where the majority of these countries who are abusing their rights are led by right-wing parties. So thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Sophia, for coming on today. I think you've educated a lot of us on the EU.